You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
More often than not, whenever I talk to my patients about how important glutathione is, majority of them look at me and just say, you know what, I've never even heard of that nutrient. Now, glutathione is the best kept secret to your better health. It's a vital nutrient that prevents oxidation and cellular damage, and I mean DNA damage. I often refer to this as the mother of all antioxidants, the master of all antioxidants, and it's so important, and it does so much to keep us healthy and mentally alert. It protects your body's cells against intracellular oxidation. What basically that means is that it prevents us from having damage to our DNA, our cell walls, and basically cause premature aging. All right, on today's Nature Secrets, I'll be talking all about this wonderful benefits of glutathione. Also, I want to share the best ways to maintain the optimal levels in a natural way through lifestyle changes. So, what is glutathione? It's a tripeptide. And what that means is there's three amino acids. That's it. Cysteine, glycine, and glutamic acid. Now, glutathione, like I said earlier, it is a super antioxidant. And what it does is it does keep all of your cells healthy. So it maintains the life of your cells. So instead of our cells dying early, it will maintain the life of it. So it's important that we have optimal levels. It's also a key detoxifier. So it uses the ability for some of the sulfur compounds in the glutathione to detoxify nutrients like heavy metals, like pesticides from your body. And by doing that, the glutathione binds to the free radicals and toxins and gets rid of them through our excretory organ, particularly the liver as well as the kidney. Glutathione reduces inflammation, and it can fight infections such as viruses, bacteria, and fungi. And studies show that it reduces all forms, the risk of all forms of degenerative diseases such as cancer, heart disease, dementia, autoimmune diseases, diabetes. So it's really important that we have good levels of glutathione in our body. Not only, like I said earlier, it does cause premature aging. So what we want is we want to slow down our aging process, don't we? And our levels of glutathione decreases as we age. So we want to do whatever it takes to get more glutathione in our body, to make more glutathione in our body, as well as prevent the glutathione from being overly used in our body. And one thing that a lot of athletes love about glutathione is that it enhances our ability to increase energy, and then also great for our mental performance. So this is a pretty important list of benefits, if you ask me. So glutathione has this amazing capability of also maximizing the activity of other vital nutrients, antioxidants such as vitamin C and vitamin E. Now, these are nutrients that we have to take in. We can't make it in our body, right? Our vitamin C and vitamin E are nutrients that we can only get from food. But what glutathione does in our body is it actually makes it last longer. It replenishes it over and over and recycles the two antioxidants. So what are the things that actually causes an overburden in our system of toxins, you know, and these toxins that can break down the glutathione? That is number one, environmental toxins, pesticides, heavy metals, chemicals, pollutants, radiation, right? Radiation I'm talking about is like electromagnetic issues, TV energy, cellular energy, etc. Our diet high in processed foods and nutrient poor foods, as well as even food allergies that I've always talked about regarding dairy and gluten and whatnot. Lifestyle, lack of exercise and chronic stress, not sleeping well, and drinking too much alcohol. Those are all toxins to our body as well that depletes our glutathione levels. And other health issues, infections that we talked about, but trauma, when we get hurt, when we get into accidents, medications that we take day to day for different conditions, that can deplete our glutathione levels. And then, of course, chronic illnesses like we talked about, diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's, dementia, any forms of autoimmune condition. So what do we do to get more glutathione levels? We definitely want to eat a healthy diet full of cruciferous vegetables, vegetables that are high in beta carotene, vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin K, as well as folate, because folate actually helps with increasing the glutathione levels in our body, and minerals. Minerals are the actual coenzymes that activate the enzymes to make more glutathione. So these sulfur-containing chemicals in cruciferous vegetables have an anti-inflammatory effect, and it protects our body because it helps with the detoxification of getting rid of carcinogenic compounds, infections, and cellular damage. Now, the folate that you want in your diet, you can get it in your diet. Folate. I'm talking about natural folate. I'm not talking about folic acid. Folic acid has been studied now, and that's a synthetic type of folate that is often put in bread and grains and different packaged foods. And folic acid is synthetic, and it's been studied to possibly even cause negative effects to your health and cancer. So we want to do is always use folate, and that's vitamin B9. Now, folate you can get in natural foods as well, such as tomato juice, dark green leafy vegetables, lentils and garbanzo beans, pinto beans, asparagus, and also foods such as avocados, beets, and broccoli. So let's get a good amount of folate in our body so we can optimize our glutathione levels. Another mineral that's super important is selenium. Now, selenium is found in foods such as sunflower seeds and Brazil nuts, and selenium is also very important to support the healthy glutathione levels, and it's awesome for our metabolism, making sure our energy levels is high, and helps with also handling our viral load if you have a tendency to get colds and flus all the time. We all want to exercise, and exercise also increases our ability to make more glutathione in our cells, intracellular and extracellular, outside of our cells. Super important to get more glutathione levels so that we can optimize our mitochondria, our mighty mitos that I've talked about. So what the things that you want to eliminate out of your lifestyle, if you can, to prevent the dipping, to prevent the decreasing of the glutathione, is things like alcohol, we talked about that, but benzopyrenes. This is barbecued foods, charcoal foods that you might be grilling in your backyard. Be careful with that. That charcoaling, like the blackening of meats, that causes a depletion of glutathione. Fuel exhaust, tobacco smoke, any kind of smoking, smoke can do it. Heavy metals, eating too much fish, you get a lot of mercury, and that can also deplete glutathione. Pesticides, be careful with the pesticides you use around the house. Look for some natural ones, such as the mint type of sprays, the orange peel type of sprays. That's healthier for you than using the chemicals that can totally deplete and eliminate the glutathione. Remember, the more glutathione you have, the less damage you have in your body, which means then less diseases. The more glutathione you have, the healthier your brain will be, the more energy you'll have. So we've got to watch out on all these toxins that is depleting your glutathione. Now, I like to use supplements of glutathione because I use a lot of energy, just like talking to you today, and glutathione supplements that I use are sublingual. Sublingual means it goes under your tongue, around your mouth, and it absorbs through a liposomal glutathione. It's an oral glutathione that doesn't break down in the gut system, because the gut system, it can break down the glutathione quickly. So you do it by absorbing it through the mouth. You can find that on my website. Some doctors use intravenous glutathione. All right, remember, there's lots of things why you need glutathione. Super important for you to take it. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne. Live your best life full of energy and enthusiasm and ultimate wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well.